I spoke because the young people need to know that there's a larger community out there that they're talking about Trayvon, but working for social justice is nothing new. It's not confined to the African American or to civil rights. It's universal. It's timeless. Any place on the planet, any century, there is a need there for work against social justice. And while the wheels grind slowly, I was inspired by my experiences protesting, sitting in a college, etc.
Actually, we planned this rally before the verdict actually came down. Our thing was that regardless of the verdict, we need to get the people out to have a conversation to be able to move forward from this trial and start trying to do the work of preventing another Trayvon from happening. You know, people say we are all Trayvon Martin, but there's one important difference between us and Trayvon. We're still alive. There's a chance. He's already gone. There's a chance to save these other youth that are out here with us. And that's where our focus needs to be going forward from this trial.
Because I think it's important, like I said, that we recognize that this issue is so much bigger than Trayvon. We need to realize that until we can save our own selves and until we cherish our own lives, we can't expect other races, we can't expect America, we can't expect the justice system, the penal system, we can't expect anyone to cherish our lives until we cherish ourselves.